The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Howdy, BTN News friends.
Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 8th of November, 2018. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the eSIM support for the iPhone, been a bit vague, hasn't it? Most people are like, what are we supposed to do with this? Well, GigSky's hoping to change that. Now, GigSky, just in case you don't know who that is, they are a company that offers you a pay-as-you-go cellular data plan. And apparently they're available in more than 190 countries. Well, they announced yesterday they're going to support the eSIM feature in the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and of course the XR. That is, if they're still going to be around here after a few more months. Now, they're going to offer bundles from 300 megabytes all the way up to 5 gigs. And you'll have a span of about 30 days to use that. Now, the pricing is a little bit vague here and there, but all in all, if you're in North America, Asia Pacific, Africa, Latin America, or even off in the Caribbean, like Don McAllister usually is, 300 megabytes should cost you about $10. Now, currently, GigSky, yeah, it's pretty much it when it comes to eSIM right now. Although, in the U.S., apparently AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, they're working on implementing an eSIM support later this year, but this year, if you've kind of looked at the calendar, yeah, it's almost over, and we still haven't heard crap yet. Spotify freebies out there. Yeah, you don't want to pay for it. You don't mind the ads. One thing, though, you couldn't get before, though, if you didn't pay for it, was Spotify Connect. Guess what? I guess Spotify's caving into your demands. Now, this isn't the first time Spotify's caved in. Back in April, you might remember with their redesigned app, they gave those freebies out there a lot more freedom in what they can actually listen to. Basically, instead of being forced to shuffle tracks across the entire catalog, Spotify actually gave non-paying users 15 auto-generated playlists. Yeah, not a whole lot of freedom, but better than it was before. And of course, if you're a free subscriber, you can't download songs, duh. And you can still only skip a limited number of tracks. However, though, at least now you can still be cheap and share it among friends via Bluetooth. And finally, all right, people on AT&T over in the U.S., have you been doing some naughty stuff? I'm talking about, you know, viewing movies that say that aren't officially provided by Hollywood, or getting music that isn't officially distributed by, say, iTunes. Well, if you have been, your fun might be over. Seems AT&T has some plans to let customers know by next week or possibly the week after. They're also being a bit secretive about this, that their service just might be terminated. And why would it be? Well, due to copyright infringement. In a statement that actually was shared with The Verge, AT&T said that content owners notify us when they believe they have evidence that an internet account has been sharing copyrighted material unlawfully. Based on the notices we receive, we identify the customer on the account, and we share with them the information that we received. Then we also will reach out to the customer to educate them about copyright infringement and other assistance to help the activity from continuing. Now, a small number of customers who continue to receive additional copyright infringement notifications and have not heeded our efforts to educate them, they will have their service disconnected. Yeah, this would be kind of a first for actually seeing this happen, but maybe it has a lot to do with that AT&T Time Warner merger. Yeah, it might have a lot to do with it. Because before the acquisition of that, we didn't see AT&T doing anything like this. So, AT&T pirate customers out there, if you wake up sometime next week thinking, oh man, I just lost my internet, you should have went to the theater to see the Queen movie. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com, our website for our podcast, our blog, and review section. Get yourself some tech education. Head over there right now. Also, find us on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Lots of education over there, and lots of laughs, too. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday and installment. We might be a little bit later tomorrow, boys and girls, but we'll try our best to get you out of show. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's cruising nice and easy for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.